Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 27th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our history of trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. In derivatives plumbing news today, ICE announced it has connected LiquidityBook with ICE ETF Hub for straight-through ETF primary market and portfolio management workflows. The ICE press release says the LBX suite is connected to ICE ETF Hub's FIX Application Programming Interface API, which allows third-party platforms and ETF market participants to connect to the ICE ETF Hub platform to seamlessly and systematically manage their creation and redemption orders. Yesterday, Chicago lost a great civic and philanthropic leader when James Crown, president of Henry Crown & Company, and the longest-serving member of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Inc., died in a single car accident in a crash at a racetrack in Woody Creek, California, while celebrating his 70th birthday, Bloomberg reported. The death of LIBOR approaches in 3 days. In anticipation, DTCC's Maria Bria, Executive Director of Asset Services, issued the following statement. The cessation of LIBOR on June 30th is the first wholesale discontinuation of a benchmark index. With just a few days left before the deadline, firms must remain focused on updating the benchmark rate information on impacted transactions and communicating the fallback rate indexes to appropriate parties. DTCC has worked closely with the ARRC and other industry organizations to deliver a centralized process to capture and disseminate standardized benchmark replacement via its Lens service. Lens holds thousands of submissions and may require updating. Firms should update this information as soon as possible. The Financial Times editorial board has an editorial titled Helping Poorer Nations Fund the Climate Transition, with the subheadline, Raising Investments to $2 trillion a year will require smart forms of financing. The editorial says, in emerging market and developing countries, excluding China, more than $2 trillion in investments each year is estimated to be needed to tackle climate change and its impacts by 2030. Current investments are running at about $500 billion. My comment, it looks like we have some creative work to do to meet this challenge. Silicon Valley may be misnamed. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled Magic Mushrooms, LSD, Ketamine, the Drugs That Power Silicon Valley, with the subheading, Entrepreneurs, including Elon Musk and Sergey Brin, are part of a drug movement that proponents hope will expand mind, enhance lives, and produce business breakthroughs. Magic Mushroom Valley, LSD Valley, Drug Valley, those are all potential names to replace Silicon Valley. The month-to-date percentage of SOFR options volume on the CME trading floor is 67.3%. Find out more about why SOFR options trading floor volume has increased by listening to my interview with Mark IV broker Mark LeMaster about the Smart Confirm technology being used by 50% of the broker groups in the SOFR options pit. There's a link in today's newsletter for that interview. Are you looking for a nice $100 million chateau in the south of France? Well, the French government is selling off Cap des Antibes, Sorry for the pronunciation. The century-old mansion of a long-dead Russian tycoon, Bloomberg reports. The U.S. Department of Treasury's Federal Insurance Office, FIO, on June 27th released a report titled Insurance Supervision and Regulation of Climate-Related Risks. The report, a response to President Biden's executive order on climate-related financial risk, assesses climate-related issues and gaps in supervision and regulation of insurers. While the states are the primary regulators of the insurance business in the United States, the FIO is the only federal entity with a mandate focused on monitoring all aspects of the nationwide insurance industry. The report found that efforts to assess climate-related risk to the insurance sector are fragmented across states and limited in several critical ways. You can read and download the report with the link in today's newsletter. The top three JLN option stories from Monday were traders rushing to undo massive bets whipsaw gas prices, and the economy was supposed to cave in by now. It hasn't, and GDP is set to rise again. And Larry Ellison scores $482 million gain by cashing in expiring options. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a video from our OIC 2023 coverage. SpiderRock's Annabelle Baldwin on Block Trading Tools, a new options platform becoming an ATS and options on futures. JLN spoke with Annabelle Baldwin, the Chief Revenue Officer of SpiderRock, a Chicago-based proprietary trading firm, at the OIC conference in Nashville. She spoke about how the company is building the next generation of trading tools as well as a new options platform to serve a better set of institutional clients. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg referenced earlier. Businessman James Crown killed in a racetrack accident in Colorado at age 70. Crown's family is one of Chicago's wealthiest benefactors. He also was president of investment firm Henry Crown & Company. James Crown, the longest-serving board member of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company and a scion of one of Chicago's wealthiest families, died Sunday at a racetrack in Woody Creek, Colorado. Crown, president of Henry Crown & Company, was celebrating his 70th birthday. He was killed in a single-vehicle collision, ruled an accident, at the Aspen Motorsports Park, according to a statement from the Pitkin County Coroner's Office. My comment. The Crown family is so much a part of the civic and philanthropic fabric of Chicago that you don't even think about it because it is so ubiquitous. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Financial storms bears down on U.S. commercial real estate. Long-awaited reckoning arrives as building loans come due at time of scarcer credit. The 20-story tower at 529 Fifth Avenue stands out from other buildings around Grand Central Station for the surreal pink designs of an Alice in Wonderland-inspired art exhibit installed to fill vacant retail space on its ground floor. My comment, storm, it is a reckoning. Here's a story from the Associated Press. Lithium-ion battery co-creator John Goodenough dies at 100. John Goodenough, who shared the 2019 Nobel Prize in Chemistry for his work developing the lithium-ion battery that transformed technology with its rechargeable power for devices ranging from cell phones, computers, and pacemakers to electric cars, has died at 100, the University of Texas announced Monday. My comment. Strangely, the Energizer Bunny is not one of the pallbearers at the funeral. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk aren't going to fight. Wait, are they going to fight? The tech moguls tease a mixed martial arts match. There's no way this stunt is going to happen until it does. No, I don't think Mark Zuckerberg is going to fight Elon Musk in a steel cage. And yes, this is why I worry Mark Zuckerberg is going to fight Elon Musk in a steel cage. It's foolish. It'd be the nadir of tech moguldom. It shouldn't happen. It makes no sense. But what makes sense anymore in this strange, mad world? My comment, what would happen if one of these billionaires broke the other's neck? Would they still be considered so bright? Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was FTX's final days were pure unadulterated chaos, a crypto podcast from Bloomberg. Second was the smart confirmed trading floor renaissance is bringing new life to the CME trading floor, a podcast interview and story from John Lothian, that's me, in John Lothian News. Third was only half of people stay employed through their 50s, how to prepare from barons. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, FTX's new management recovers $7 billion, substantial progress. Exchange commingled client funds since inception, new CEO says. Current management has recovered $7 billion in liquid assets. Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto conglomerate made false statements to banks about accounts commingling customer funds and fired an employee who raised concerns about the practice, the new management of bankrupt FTX alleged in a report Monday. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Hong Kong exchange chief upbeat on drawing foreign listings. Aguzin highlights greater access to Chinese retail market as lure for overseas companies. Stronger connections with China's vast army of retail investors will help Hong Kong's stock exchange lure more international companies to list despite flaring tensions between Beijing and the West, its chief executive has said. Nicholas Aguzin told the Financial Times that Hong Kong was working to rebuild its connections after 3 years of COVID-induced isolation, but that the lure of tapping mainland China money would remain a big draw for the exchange. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, brokerage firm Prometheum wants to use exemption to trade crypto. Rule 144 used to trade restricted stock has never been used in the digital asset market. A small brokerage firm thinks it has a blueprint to bring crypto trading into the regulated market. Prometheum's plan involves the use of an exemption that U.S. regulators created 50 years ago to permit trading of shares that were restricted, such as those given compensation to a corporate insider or sold to an early investor. The exemption is used daily in the stock market to sell millions of shares. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.